Good morning. Let me say good morning to the really important people here, the children. It's really nice to see you. You make the place look great. I'd like to say good morning to everyone. And as we sing the song number 14, you have the words on the screen. We will receive the colors. So we'll all be upstanding for that. There won't be an introduction on the band. Sun reminds the beauty surrounding or the beauty of the sky. And I guess when we get a clear sky like today in October, I think we feel a lot better about ourselves. Now I want you to just have a thought for someone today who is reaching the big 3-year-old birthday. And I wrote to him, that is our youngest son, I wrote to him and I said, well, it's a bit 3-year-old, I guess you will need a bit of counselling and some kind words like that. But it's especially necessary for your parents too, because you know when you've got all children in their 30s, you don't be young anymore. Before we said it, I was young yesterday. Anyway, we are going to turn now to another song, still with the theme of giving thanks. And it's song 364. Okay, we have the words 364. Give thanks. With a grateful heart, thanks to the Holy One, with thanks that He has given Jesus Christ. Let's sing these words, and then there will be the opportunity for spoken prayer. Jesus Christ, we serve. Say thank you all the time. That's probably a little easier for a 2-year-old to say. And that's something that sometimes we can just forget. We might take things for granted. On a nice day when the sun is shining, people who are kind to us, and so it is good for us. Just take a little moment out and just reflect on the good things that God has So I invite you to just think about good things that you have received over the years that you are thankful for, and to anyone who wishes to just say his open prayer, thanking God for what he is. Let us pray.
Gather this morning, we want to worship you, but we also want to thank for the good things that you give to us. We recognize that really it's a contrast in a sense between ourselves and who you are. In ourselves we're weak and really very poor in many ways, but with you we are rich, and we give so much of what we need for our daily living, but also for our spiritual life, for our aspirations, for what we will do in our lives, the conquest that we will make, the reward perhaps that we will get. And so this morning we thank you as we gather in this way. We thank you for the children here this morning, and we commit them to you, Lord, because we want them to discover that you are a faithful guide. And so if we need to pray, your blessing to be upon us, and we ask that you would pray near to each one of us, speak to us, Lord, today. Help us to see how grateful we should be to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
When the disciples asked Jesus how to pray, he taught them to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
I, for one, thank for having all these little people here in church. That's just wonderful. And I'm very grateful for the leaders, for the wonderful work you do every week, throughout the year. That's an opportunity to say thank you for your good work and for our job. And thank you for coming. And just giving us a little update on what's happening with Second Disc.
Now, I've had to cut this list down because there is so much going on and you want to get home for your Sunday lunch. I'm going to start with growth. Last week, we took our 99th young person. We got them enrolled. I'm hoping that this year we'll hit that magic number of 100 young people in the group. I've actually set a challenge because Salvation Army is 25 years old this year. So, would it be right if the group managed to get to 125 young people as well? So that's the challenge to the leaders. It's been a summer of camps. sections. Cubs went to Halitry, their roots, which had 4 or 5 days doing lots of different activities. Scouts were at Eton Bowman. We had fun days. This time last week, myself, some other readers, lots of readers, were at Fixed and Learning Day for a fun day there. Some of our older sections, we had a group that completed their Gold Duke of Edinburgh Awards up in the Lake District. We didn't lose them, we wanted to try. We did misuse it. Panto. It's coming. So, Panto rehearsals have started in earnest. There's lots of you that are involved in that. Tickets will be going on sale shortly for the pantomime in January. And this building will be converted into a theatre for 4 nights. And then we converted back to a church on late on that Saturday evening after the final performance. I'll come on to the new section later. But what I will do is I'm going to do an award, I think. So I'd like to invite Erica to come up, please. And which one of you two is actually coming up? Come on up, Erica, because I've got some questions for you in a minute as well. In each section, they can achieve lots of different badges. But as they achieve them, they're always working towards the top award in that section. And Erica has gained the highest award in Cubs, the Silver Award. To obtain that, she has to do 6 activity or staged activity badges, along with 7 challenge awards. Those challenge awards cover world war, skills, outdoor, adventure, teamwork, and team leader, as well as personal. So, Erica, come in front of the microphone. What was your personal challenge?
To learn
script. To learn all your script. Rehearsal started in the middle of September. Erica came in and knows everything without her script.
Wow.
Same bump said for the fairy godmother. But well done. It's a really big achievement we've done here. It's a new brand. So, your certificate and your badge.
Nearly dropped the bat.
Right, there's your bat.
There's a certificate. You've achieved the Chief Scout Silver Award by demonstrating your commitment to completing a number of challenges. Good luck on your continued journey through scouting and working towards the next Chief Scout Award. The moment you probably think you don't want to do another award, but there are some more, and looking forward to what you do. Congratulations.
And now to our newest section. I'm looking at you, Jessica. Do you want to come up here? Come on. Any other squirrels want to come up? Or are you two? No, that's fine. Jessie will come up. Some of you know Jessie anyway. I'll see you behind this. I know this one. We now have. We now have our newest section, the squirrels. Scouting 2 years ago, we decided to do a pilot scheme, a 4 and 5 year old. And the squirrel was born. At the time, it was only open for designated areas, so we couldn't open one. They've since opened it up a little bit more, so it's still running in the pilot mode. We've got there. Dinosaur! Wow! We are the fourth squirrel drain in the district. Bear in mind that in the district there are 14 other groups. Okay. So we've opened up. We've been running for how long have we been running for, Jessie? Can you remember?
What have you done? You're playing like a
chicken.
All right. On their first week, you guys are tired and not thinking. So, our new squirrels are going to be taking part in a fun day next week in the district. So you'll be meeting lots of other squirrels, won't you? We're having lots of fun. I think we'll be doing things like soft archery. I would get the squirrel leaders up here, but I think they're a bit shy, unlike Jesse. Some of you may know one of the squirrel leaders. She's been in Temperance Service Corps for many, many years. Susie, I would say stand up, but you're going to see you. And I would also like to take the opportunity to thank the charity shop. Keep looking out for the things that we can entertain the squirrels with. Look, Jesse, we've got the squirrels. I mean, more puzzle.
Yeah, right.
So we will keep donating to you so you can build your new shed, storage units, whatever, for your donations. I'm doing squirrels up. That would be in the middle of the service. I'll show you later. Well, thank you all for your support. It's been great.
We all rejoice, and I know someone who also rejoices. Because when Jesus was living on earth, there were some parents that brought their children and they wanted him to bless them. And the disciples thought, hey, come on, he's so busy, Jesus, he surely hasn't got the time for children. But he had a kind of stern word with them, and he said, no, let them come to me. And then when they came to him, he probably put his hand over their heads, and he blessed them. He wanted them to experience all the good things that the Heavenly Father wants to give them. And so I invite you to pray as we pray for these few sections. Lord Jesus, we remember that children are important to you. You made it very clear that children have got a very natural way to approach the important things. And we said once to the disciples, you've got to become like children again. You've got to be open. You've got to be ready to embrace new things and important things. And so we ask that you would bless the leaders, you would bless the children. And let this be a very good and important time of development for the children. And may they continue to learn things and realize that their life is best lived when it's not just lived for themselves, but in helping others. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give them another applause. Now, we knew we were going to have children in the house, so Debbie would prepare something for them, yeah?
I need 11 helpers. No, 13 helpers.
13 helpers.
Just come up here. 13 of you. If I don't get enough, the leaders are going to come up today. I'm really glad you
spread out. Show
how much those 13 people can help.
Yes.
You said 13, the leaders are going to sing a song together. Now, this song mentions fruits. So you can all see the screen up there, can't you? So whenever your fruit is mentioned, I need you to hold it up. So you need to know what you're holding. What are you holding? An apple. Turn it round. You're holding a banana. You are holding an orange. Well done. We're going to give you the plum. Good. Can anyone in the congregation please tell me if they recognize the difference between a tangerine, a saxon, a clementine, and a mandarin? No? I wrote on the back to help. You have a mandarin, you have a saxon, and you have a clementine. I don't know if it's a kid I am. Sorry. They need to hold it up when your fruit comes up in the song. You need to hold up your fruit. In this song, it mentions the great fruits of God. When we first heard it, my husband thought he said the great fruit of God. So you have a great fruit. So every time he said great fruits, you can either sing grapefruits or grapefruit. It's up to you. You all have yours. Every time your fruit comes up, you hold it up. And it's just about in order, apart from the grapefruit, so it should be easy just to follow the order along. Are we ready? And you all got to sing along with us as well, huh?
I am the apple of your eye, the banana born in your love. Keep our angels and angels to the balcony, and the blessings from the heavens. Never have to play the crucible again. Feel like it happens on nothing. Wherever this man goes, around the world it's never close. The great fruit of God, the great fruit of God, the great fruit of God in our soul. The great fruit of God, the great fruit of God, the great fruit of God in our soul. I was first on the tangerine, and was racing with the mandarin. Saturn, or later you will be, you're always a kind of poison. The great fruit of God, the great fruit of God, the great fruit of God in our soul. The great fruit of God, the great fruit of God, the great fruit of God in our soul.
Sing a little bit as well along with it.
I have the apple of God's eye, the banana of His love. He arranges His angels to attack the wind, and His blessings along the coming round. Never have we heard the glory. Feel like it ends on our knees. Wherever this man goes, our right of glory is never known. The great fruit of God, the great fruit of God, the great fruit of God in our soul. The great fruit of God, the great fruit of God, the great fruit of God in our soul. I was pressing on the tangerine, raising up the mandarin. Sooner or later you will be, the always turn back on me. The great fruit of God, the great fruit of God, the great fruit
Okay, so we've been talking about being thankful for things, haven't we? So we've got a little activity, squirrels. You can get involved with this. Those of you older ones, right the way up to probably some of the areas will be the eldest. I'm not going to point them out. We have got a tree. Just like in autumn, it looks a bit bare at the moment. I've got lots of leaves here that are then colouring in, and I need you to write on them something that you are thankful for, maybe something that you want to happen, something you wish for, something that makes you happy. Then colour the leaf in, and then I'll have one of the leaders who's responsible. That's one of the congregation then. We will stick your leaves onto this tree, and we need to completely cover the top of the tree with leaves. And they need to be really colourful, because in the autumn all the leaves change colour, don't they? So I've got crayons, I've got pens for the younger ones, I've got boards so that you don't get a carpet or anything else. Okay, hold me. There are leaves for you as well. Don't think you'll get me out of it. So can I have a couple of leaders? Distribute leaves, boards, pens, crayons. Crayons for the young ones, yeah. All of you come and sit down at the front here and you can start doing that.
We have the little ones carrying on painting there and they will carrying on speaking them. These ones, but we'll sing again this. I am the apple of God's eye, and as we sing, someone will come and give the opportunity to give an offering. Some financial gift will be used in the work of the Salvation Army.
Hopefully you'll be back soon.
just to go through very briefly the activities of the week, I have been told that there's nothing not running, so I'm assuming we've got Bowls on Wednesday. We have band on Wednesday, or we have unity choir on Thursday, and we have the shopping coffee morning both on Wednesdays and Friday morning. Now I'm going to put Tim on the spot here. We don't normally talk about what these sections do, but I bet after this call I haven't a clue what's on. How many regular activities do you have during the week?
Okay, so on Monday night we have Cubs, Scouts and Explorers. So that is the age range from 8.5 right away from 18. And then on a Tuesday night at the moment we've got canto rehearsals. Then on a Thursday night we have Squirrels, which are the new ones, the 4 or 5 year olds, which is quickly followed by Beavers for the 6 and 7 year olds.
We have a lot on. Very, very busy this building. Now, over the next few weeks, can I just give you a little bit of a warning? You know there's lots going on now, but for the next 8 weeks, there's going to be people apparently digging up outside and making connections to buildings. Now, apparently, they can do some streets within a week or two. But apparently for us, this road, this little tiny sunny side, it's going to take 8 weeks to do this. So please, please be careful. We will try and manage it. My concern is that there's going to be perhaps people, the cars going to sort of nip down the front and go through the car because they can't access. And it gets a little bit chaotic and we don't have any accidents. So we'll do our best to control access, but just be aware as you're coming in and out that the traffic may not be as well behaved as usual is. Okay? So we will manage that. I just give you an announcement about things coming up. Christmas is coming up. We have toys and pins on the field. It has to be all sorts of that to be there for Christmas. And you'll notice there's a box at the back covered in Christmas paper. And we're collecting toys that are new and unwrapped, please. So that we can work out which family would suit which toy. Otherwise, if someone wrapped it, oh yeah, that's for the young girl, that's the younger teenager. So please unwrap one move. And any food items that are long life will be right on the end of Christmas, because obviously it's going to be a bit of a party. So don't mind this time of year, they will run out before we get to Christmas. If you want to know what best to buy, you're really not certain, there is a list of guidance that's near the box. Or you can talk to the experts, Doug and Jim, who've been doing this for years, and know what people need and what they like to need. Don't need Christmas pudding, thank you so much. And as we approach Christmas, just in advance notice that we do have a Christmas tree event planned for the 1st to the 4th of December, where this hall is full of Christmas trees. And the theme this year is nativity sets. So the idea that Rita has got, very ambitious, of 125 years that this hall has been in existence, she wants 125 nativity sets in this room for that weekend. So if you fancy producing a nativity set or contributing to her efforts to get 125 of them in a year, please give Rita after it. And then just one final announcement, as it will have been mentioned, take your diary, can phone. Start on the 25th of January through to the 27th of January. So get that date in your diary. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And hopefully listen to me so that I don't have a feeling that I'm just talking to myself. I want you to try to think for a moment, where would you find the largest group of people singing religious hymns on a Sunday? Where would you find the largest congregation or group of people singing hardly religious hymns on a Sunday? And the answer is, you would find them in football stadiums. The Territories, of course. Hey, give me a break. I didn't say it was the best or the most tuneful singing, but they do very often use some religious tunes. Songs like Guide Me, or Great Redeemer, Glory, Glory, Hallelujah. And when the saints are marching in, apparently he's got the whole world in his hands, and we shall not be moved. Have you ever been on the terrace singing one of those hymns? I know they do change the words around it a bit, so it fits more the purpose. But I still find myself sometimes wishing that we had at times that kind of enthusiasm as we sing hymns about God. But let me get back to that last thing that I mentioned. We shall not be moved. I'm going to ask you to read with me a verse or a few verses of the Bible which are at the base of what the song is about. Blessed
Lord, trust in the Lord. Whose trust is in the Lord.
They shall be like a tree planted by water,
sending out its roots by the stream.
It shall not fear when the heat comes,
and its leaves shall stay green.
In the year of drought,
it is not anxious,
and
it
shall not bear. That verse, and another verse, we also read together, God only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. So the hymn that I'm referring to says, we shall not be moved like a tree planted by the water. We shall not be moved. If you think about it, a tree, when it's really healthy, when its roots can go right down to some water, can be extremely strong. Would you hazard a guess how strong the winds can be and that a tree will not be uprooted? Any guesses? How many miles per hour? Apparently the answer is 80 miles per hour, and a single standing tree will be able to withstand that. It depends a bit, obviously, on the tree. And when there's a group of three, obviously, they kind of help each other, shielding the wind, then it can even be 90 miles per hour. So it's not a wonder that song, which are not used, has the
endured for the last 80 years in movements that wanted to kind of reassure each other and say, our purpose is great. We shall not be moved. We shall not be deterred from what we are standing from. And here is a slide that's going to show you the words of that song inside.
We shall not be moved.
I saw that quite a few wanting to sing along. So, we'll sing it. And so, as I said, some movements that use that as their song, and the first ones to do that were those on the famous nonviolent march to Washington, in which Reverend Martin Luther King delivered his mortal speech, "I have a dream." We shall not be moved means we shall not be dissuaded. We shall not be content with empty promises. We want to see a full recognition of black people as laid down in the Declaration of Independence penned by Thomas Jefferson. All men and women are created equal. And obviously it was a good song to use because it has been first used as a Negro spiritual which American African slaves would sing, "We shall not be moved," just like the tree standing by the water. And you have the time, as these unarmed people were marching towards Washington, a lot of people stopped and said, "What do you think you're ever going to achieve?" There were a lot of people who were standing to lose a lot by looting their slaves. And they were the powerful ones. They were the ones with the weapons. But they had to admit in the end that a non-violent protest can be very strong. And now I want to share the words to you young people. I know that sometimes you must be thinking, what kind of world are we being born into? And what kind of world are we inheriting from others? You know, sometimes we hear about global warming, about sea levels rising, about droughts, and you might think, is nobody really taking notice about that? And so many young people have started protesting on their own. I don't know whether they use the hymn "We Shall Not Be Moved," but they are determined to get the attention from the others. They want to say, you know, our house, our world is on fire, and we haven't got another world. So we need you to pay attention. And we all need to look and watch our world. And I'd like to say to you children and young people, you obviously have to show that you are walking the talk. You know that you are willing to give up certain things because you know that certain things, they won't come good unless you all learn to just do it a little less. We're talking about the plastics as well. There's microplastics and all the damage they can cause. But there is a word of encouragement in the verse that we read, and we're going to look at it again. It says about the tree that is together, it shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not delicious. And it does not seem to bear fruit. And you know, to me, that is like a promise from God that says, you know, I am worrying and I'm caring for this world too. I do wish that you were more careful about what I have given you, the plants and the animals, and I want to help you in your fight to make sure that this world can still be enjoyed by generations. Now we fact, this verse is all about the trust in God. And the verse says, if you trust in God, you are like a tree planted by the water. And I can imagine that some of you think, well, it's not really easy to trust in God. Sometimes I try and then I kind of wonder, is God really listening to my prayers? Is he still there? Has he perhaps given up and said, well, look, you never wanted to hear about me, so I'm leaving you to your own problems. Well, I think that's not the case. I think that God still listens to prayers. I think that God still wants to help us to take care of our world. So I guess trusting is a bit like dancing. Now, I can't claim that I'm a big, very experienced in dancing, but I think we can all agree that if you're going to learn to dance, the best way is someone who's a good dancer. Who will forgive you if your first steps you step on his toes or on her toes, and will help you to discern the music and to do the steps at the right time and at the right place. And funnily enough, there is a church here that says just that. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. And with the help of the piano, we're going to sing this song. Thank you very much. Now, as we return the colors, I invite you to sing another song, a beautiful hymn which was written by Gustav Holst, I Bow to Thee, My Child. I invite you to stand as we sing these words with the accompaniment of the band. Thank you. Thank you.
Dad to join us in standing as I pronounce the benediction. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and fellowship, the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Please don't forget, you are invited to join us in fellowship. Looking forward to meet you again.